the country, and they were living about 3 miles southwest of us. But Walter was over to our house that morning. He knew these boys before they had left Beaver County. They got acquainted with them out there, and all Herring had, I expect, 10 or 15 men at that time. And Mark, I imagine some of them has mentioned him here. Mark,
I don't think I've heard of him.
Haven't you? He was an old timer. And they wouldn't shoot to hit Dad, or who they thought he was. But they'd shoot all around, and they thought they could just make it so he'd be afraid to stay and take out.
They made him mad instead.
Yes, that was the wrong thing to do. And but anyway, we were all down in the garden. Lee Fox was with us, with Mother, and of course, when visitors would come, it was an event to we young ones, and we were all down at the garden with Mother and Dad. And but Emmett and Warhol had, I don't know, remember what they were out riding for, but they were riding Dad's horses. We had a little old Dunn cutting horse that Dad used to always ride when he was going to cut out calves. Oh, Dan, we called him. And Emmett was riding Dan, and I don't remember what Emmett or Walter was riding. But anyway, Mark Terry began to shoot at them. And just bounce a bullet here and there, you know. And well, he had picked on the wrong fellas. They were young, and they started shooting back. Well, as soon as the shooting started, well, of course, we all run up on the hill to see what was taking place. And in those days, you told a man by the horse he was riding, you knew whose outfit he was. If you saw that horse once, you remembered him. And well, we knew it was, and we knew it was Mark. Well, here he came over the hill, 92-0. And Emmett and Walter right behind him, and they wasn't shooting to miss. he was just, that horse was going just as fast as he could, and my land, they must have run for a mile, and finally he started hitting that horse with his Winchester. He'd been shooting with his Winchester, and when we seen him, he was just one side and the other of that Winchester, and just had built a dam. They was getting ready to move over just a mile east of us. And they had built this dam, and they didn't, we didn't know it, but they dammed up the creek. And then Mark didn't either. He was trying to make for this draw so he could get into that draw where the boys couldn't have such a good shot at him. And he hit that creek going just as fast as that horse was going, I tell you. But he got up the little draw. They had dammed right where the water would come down this draw, just below that, you know. So he got onto the well. They went to Woodward, and that was our county seat, and had Dad arrested for trying to kill Mark. Mark still didn't know that it wasn't Dad. And all that kept him from going to the penitentiary that time was that Emmett and Lee were there from, and they didn't know that they, but he had some witnesses that that he wasn't the man. Another time, Dad and I were stacking hay, and the dogs, Dad had trail hinds. When we first come down here, the gray wolves were thick. Just about every morning, they didn't bother with something they'd killed the day before. There was enough cattle that they wanted fresh meat, and they got it. And they just killing calves right and left, usually 2-year-olds. And so Dad sent to Missouri and got him some old trail hounds, these old trail hounds. And he just caught wolves just right and left. Finally, they kind of left the country and went down on the Beaver, the wolves. And Oh, the cow man down there sent that word that was going to come up and kill every dog he had because the wolves was eating them out. But anyway, we were stacking this hay, and the dogs got after one of the herring steers. Cattle were wild then. You just didn't dare get out afoot because it was a dangerous thing to do now. You just didn't get out afoot. And this old steer come up, and they seemed like it was all